We are going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with tech expert Josh Constein. Josh, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Bill Gates, a number of other prominent folks' Twitter accounts have been hacked, within the last half hour?
Yeah, exactly. We've seen a rash of hacks across a number of major celebrities. And what this hack is doing is it's allowing the attackers to send messages, post tweets from these accounts, asking people to send a Bitcoin, digital money, to a certain address in promise of getting twice that much money in return, which they will never receive. And so this is basically just trying to fleece people of their money. And Twitter's security failure here is leaving a ton of people open to serious financial losses.
Josh, have the actual owners of those accounts, from Joe Biden to Bill Gates and their people, been able to get in there and correct those messages? Or if you went to those feeds right now, would you see those messages from Bitcoin or about the Bitcoin scam?
It depends. It varies by account. But what we're seeing is that this seems to have come in potentially through Twitter's own centralized system rather than the individual accounts being hacked themselves, because we know that some of these accounts have significant security precautions around them, two-factor authentication, because these people know that they are targets of significant hacks. And so that leaves the question of whether an employee of Twitter was potentially hacked and their credentials were used to access Twitter's centralized systems and take over these accounts.
I was wondering about that, because I was thinking, how the heck do you hack Barack Obama's Twitter account? It had to be super secure. Josh, they ask you to send Bitcoin, and there's a link. If you clicked on that link, are you in trouble?
If you send money to that link, you will never get it back. And the big problem here is that this is really souring public perception on the blockchain industry at large for coins like Bitcoin and Ethereum. The industry of blockchain has really moved towards more utility. It's not just a store of value or similar to a stock that goes up and down in price. People are trying to actually build applications on the blockchain, like a developer platform Alchemy. But now, we're seeing the public perception of Bitcoin ruined by these kind of scams and hacks. And the same way it used to be credit card scams, now it's Bitcoin scams.
Josh Constein, we appreciate your time again. Josh is a venture capitalist with Signal Fire, reporting on the prominent Twitter accounts of folks including Barack Obama, Joe Biden, and Bill Gates being hacked in an apparent Bitcoin scam.